All right, today's Q&A comes from Rachel. Rachel asks, where is the line between nurturing and over-functioning in my masculine energy with a man? Is it never okay to nurture, even if my man is sick? Please help. So first off, this is a great question. If you've been in my world for a while, you've heard me speak on feminine and masculine energy. And when two people are in their masculine or two people are in their feminine, the energy is neutralized. And it's often at this point when people call me saying things like, he used to pay all this attention to me, now he treats me like a roommate, or we stopped having sex and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And not always, but often it comes down to this delicate dance between giving and receiving. And contrary to what most people believe, nurturing is actually a masculine task. It is not a feminine energy task. It's this giving energy. And when you are giving too much, this is what we call over-functioning in your masculine. You're setting yourself up to be put in this neutral or mother role versus a partner role. So how do you draw the line? One thing that you can do is actually ask your man what he prefers. I know this sounds like an extra unneeded step, but hear me out. So instead of automatically assuming that he wants you to make chicken soup and rub his forehead and rub his tummy when he's not feeling well, you ask. You say, hey, I see that you're not feeling well. How would you like to be supported right now? What would feel good for you? And then he'll say, you know what? I just want to be left alone. Some men just need to be left alone when they're sick. And then you have to pull the reins back on the natural tendency to give to him. Or he might say, you know what? Like, I don't want you to make any soup, but it would really make me feel better if you, did the chores today, or, you know, rub my feet or whatever. But it's his decision. And then again, you're choosing whether it feels good to say yes to that. So it's this lovely dance between your masculine and feminine. And it also enrolls him in the process. You're not assuming what he needs. You're respecting that he's not feeling well, and you're redirecting it back. So that's what I would suggest in this specific case. But in general, the line between nurturing and overfunctioning in your masculine is to pay attention to your body. When we are overfunctioning, our bodies are the ones to let us know. We'll start to feel tired. We'll start to get headaches. Clients have shared that their stomach starts to hurt, or they have digestion issues, or they have a backache. And it's because we're not paying attention to our basic needs and over-functioning. So if that happens, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then choose to stop. Nurturing, on the other hand, are things that we do, right, to make our partner feel like we care. And that's not necessarily coddling him or giving him lots of hugs. It may just be your presence, right? You can nurture somebody just by being there, not being on your phone when they're talking. That is a perfect example of a way that we can nurture in a healthy way. So I hope that answered your question. If you're listening to this for the first time, I would love to hear from you in the comments. What do you feel is the difference between nurturing and overfunctioning? And what suggestions do you have when your partner is sick? Where do you cross, or what do you like do that delicate dance? And if you're new, make sure you pick up your free gift at DeannaJarrell.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to helping you have amazing relationships and trust and love yourself.